Podcaster News Show, Episode 3, Women in Podcasting Interview with Sarah Reeson.
It's the Podcaster News Show, where the editors of PodcasterNews.com share their insights on a wide range of podcasting topics.
This is Jen Thorpe from the Podcaster News Show, bringing you news about women in podcasting, because it's so important to hear from the women that do this too. Today I am here with Sarah Reeson. You might know her online, if you play World of Warcraft especially, as the Godmother, various other names. Hello Sarah, how are you today?
Hello, I'm very well, thank you.
Thank you for taking the time to do this interview with me.
No problem, absolutely happy to do it.
All right. That's the great thing about podcasters. We're all happy to jump into podcasts.
Well, you're just one big happy family, isn't it? And you want to rally around with other people because we're all doing the same thing. So yes, ask away.
Okay. So let's get started with the start. When did you begin podcasting and what is your experience in podcasting from that time until now?
Well, I have a bit of a confession to make. I trained in my teens, early 20s, radio production back in the day, and I never did anything with it. And I've kind of tinkered off and on in the intervening period. I'm in my late 40s now, I'm quite happy to admit that. So it's been quite a long gap since when I started to now. But I was pushed by a couple of people. It's coming up for a year now that I might want to sit down and do something podcast related because of what I do on my blog and the fact that I'm quite opinionated and there's a lot of things that I want to say. So I started in, I think it's September 2013, and I've been going for a year. And it has been a very interesting learning curve. If you listen to my first show, you listen to what I've last done, there is a massive amount of difference. And I've learned a lot about myself, about production techniques, and what I'm good at and what I'm not good at. And the main thing that I've discovered is if I ramble, it all gets a bit messy. So I'm very defined. I have a script now for everything. I had a period when I went away from scripts and I didn't like it. So I've come back to a kind of quite rigid production value, and I'm really happy with what I'm doing at the moment.
It's always good to be happy. I can relate to the having your first episode just be a tragedy compared to as you learn and grow and improve. You
know? Well, I think it's interesting to see how the development process happens, and it's not simply the way that you become more adept with your production values. I think it's you become more comfortable in your own space when you're doing this kind of thing, and it becomes quite difficult sometimes to equate what you're doing in your head to what you hear. And once I was able to do that, I actually started I do a personal podcast, which is 15 minutes every week, but I also do a 5-minute news podcast, which is Blizzard's Warcraft News, Azeroth in 5. And that's become quite an interesting exercise, not simply in making a nice little package, but actually keeping it under 5 minutes. And as a writer, because I am actually a writer by trade, it's very useful as a tool to learn how to cut stuff up and how, you know, what goes in, what stays out. So for me, it's been quite an interesting overall experience.
So you're doing more than one podcast right now?
Yes. I'm not at the moment. Actually, I'm on 3 weeks holiday because I've, as you are going to find out in a moment, I'm doing something else in September. But I've taken a break. But yes, I do two in a week. I do a 5-minute and I do a 15-minute.
That's awesome. That's a lot of podcasting, but that's wonderful.
Because it's 20 minutes. Because it can't take long to do 20 minutes. It's like, oh, you have no idea. Because the smaller something becomes, the more involved it is. And you think it would be, you know, oh, it's just 5 minutes work. It's not. I've spent, I can think one morning famously, 4.5 hours to get 5 minutes worth of audio out. And it does happen. You know these things happen sometimes. You're going to have bad days like that. But it's great. I love the fact that I'm able to do it. And there isn't anybody else, I think, though I am quite willing to be corrected, who's doing quite what I'm doing in the timescale that I'm doing, which is nice as well, because I've sort of carved myself out a nice little niche in the Warcraft podcasting community. And I quite like that.
That's always good, because there's a lot of Warcraft podcasts. So to have your own niche really makes you stand out, you know.
It's nice. I'm have to say I'm very grateful to the people who have kind of shouted out for me, who have kind of spread the word around for me, because nobody knew who I was, and it's taken a year, and I've kind of now got a space. And I didn't, you know, nobody had to move out of the way to sort of maybe come in. It's my space, you know, I've been able to find it. And that's really satisfying that I've been able to do something, not only that's making me happy, but that makes other people happy as well.
I know that right now you're doing a podcasting project that involves the game World of Warcraft and 10 questions related to it. So can you explain more about what that is, what you're going to turn it into, and how people can contribute to that?
10 years of Warcraft. It's quite a big deal. And there's an awful lot of people who've been there right from the word go. There's lots of people who've left as well. And what I wanted to do was find a way to get everybody who's been touched by the game to be able to share their experiences. So what I've done, myself and a couple of friends sat down and looked at a set of questions and decided on 10 that we thought covered a nice, decent range of topics and would make people think about what they were doing. And I launched this, it's coming up for 2 weeks now, 2 weeks ago, on my own site. Really, the reaction has been amazing, I have to say. We're coming close to 650, coming up for 700 contributions from all corners of the internet. I've had people from Reddit, we've had people online, via the internet. I have a form that people can fill in. Everybody who's contributed, and I think I've seen we're coming up for nearly 80 bloggers have actually use this as a basis for blog posts on the site. People have started their own blogs with this set of questions as the basis for it, which is staggering. But what I didn't realize when we started this was that even though I can answer these questions kind of quite simply, and I did as an example to everybody, there's a lot of emotional feeling in the game that these questions don't necessarily tap into, but they make people think about what's happened in the time that they've been playing. This has caused some very interesting reactions from people. And although a lot of these submissions are public and you can see them, I've got a master list running on my website. You can see them on Reddit. I think we've got nearly 400 responses on Reddit in 24 hours. That was phenomenal.
That's impressive. Wow.
It really was. I didn't even know it was happening. Somebody kind of pointed out to me, did you know that somebody's posted your stuff on Reddit? And it literally just exploded. And it was amazing to watch. But these questions, what these questions have done is they've made people consider their time in game. And what I'm then going to do with all of this at the beginning of September is I'm going to wade through it all myself. Each one is going to get read, all of them, and we're going to sit down and we're going to make a series of 5 30-minute podcasts, 2 questions per 30 minutes. We're going to have an introductory podcast, which is going to explain exactly what we did, the process that we went through. And then we're going to have a series of 5 podcasts, which has 2 questions per podcast. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and collate this data into some manageable facts and figures for people. I'm going to ask some people who have contributed what I think are particularly interesting stories or comments on these certain questions, and we're going to interview them, and we're going to make a kind of audio picture. That's my intent, to try and build a story behind these 10 questions, because there are stories for everybody. I mean, the first question we ask is a very, very simple one, and it's, you know, the simplest one of all, really, when you think about it. Why did you start playing World of Warcraft? And the number of responses we've had from that have been just so different, and so many different reasons, you know, not just like my friends were playing or my brother was playing, this, that, or the other. I want to try and do is take the facts that we have and weave them all together into a personal journey, not just for me, but for everybody who's contributed and for the listener as well. I think I realize I've kind of got quite a lot to deal with. It's going to be quite difficult to sort of condense all this information down, but I'm really, really looking forward to it. And we're going to have, in my head, I have an idea that we're going to have certain people, friends of mine I've asked, who are going to read some of these responses as well. So we're going to have a range of voices. We're going to have hopefully a little bit of music. It's going to be, I'd like to think I could, you know, aspire to the kind of Radio Lab kind of avenue. Let's be honest here. That's kind of where I'm sticking my post. I'd like to create something which is as audio rich and interesting as that, using Warcraft as a basis.
That's just wonderful. I mean, just the scope of this.
If it works. You see, this is the thing. This is big. I will honestly say I didn't think I was going to get 50. You know, I'm quite a small part of the internet. I know lots of people read me, but I know what my readership's like, and it's not stellar. You know, I'm not getting thousands and thousands of hits every hour. It's not like that. It's a small corner of the internet. And when a Blizzard staffer retweeted me, a little blip went up. And then Terpster from the Ogscast retweeted me as well. And it kind of just went a bit mad from that point onwards. And it's about getting to your audience. And I've been very, very lucky that lots and lots of people have been sort of spreading this out and encouraging people to take part. And I must say this again, it's not just the people currently playing. I've been talking to a fair number of people who stopped playing completely, who've walked away from the game, and they have stories that they want to tell about Warcraft, which don't actually involve them being in the game themselves, which is actually very, very interesting. And I'm hoping that I'm just going to be able to put all this together in a way that, you know, doesn't embarrass myself and does justice to the massive background that I've now got to play with.
To me, it feels like you're sort of kind of compiling the family history of all of the players in WoW, you know?
Yeah, it is. It is a bit like that, yes. I think that you can see, you know, people who've... It's odd, the number of people in families. This is an overriding thing that I've discovered, even my sort of my first level of examination of the information that I'm getting. The family relationships. You know, somebody will be playing the game, and then somebody else will come along in the family and go, this is interesting, I want to play this. And you've got whole families being sucked into this and being involved in it. And it is fascinating. I mean, as much as the data is online, people can actually see I'm trying to collate in one place. If you go to www.alternative-blog.net, which is my blog, I'll have a link on my site which will link everybody to everything that I've got publicly that's available. There is a form that I've been getting people to use which has got a couple of hundred responses, which is private information only. That will be deleted once we've finished this project. But as much of the public information that is available, I'll make sure people can actually access on my site. So if you want to spend yourself an hour or so with coffee and a, you know, something to eat and actually read through them, just to see the range of people. I mean, I've looking at people's websites I've never seen before. It's great. It's been a great tool for me to actually get myself involved more in the blogging community than I wasn't before. And for that, I'm going to be very grateful. I just hope what I can do is I can do justice to all this data that's, you know, sitting there in front of me that I've actually got to process now.
I think it's going to come out interesting no matter what with the scope of what you have, you know. It's going to be great.
It's been interesting watching. It has. I've seen things change quite radically in the last 2 weeks, and it's almost as if I'm watching people relax in front of me. Now, people that I didn't know very well to start with have kind of sort of, you know, it's that sort of, you know each other reasonably well, but you kind of just, and it's been a lot of exhaling in the last couple of weeks. So you can see people telling these stuff, because 10 years is going to be important for Blizzard, and undoubtedly, I mean, this whole anniversary coming up is being trailed as being very significant, that there's a lot of stuff going on in game, that they're going to try and recreate the feeling of 10 years ago. And I think that if people are in that mindset, it will actually be a lot easier for that to happen. So I'm thinking that, you know, 10 years is not just significant for us, I think it's going to be significant for Blizzard as well.
All right, so I have one more question that I do like to ask women in podcasting. What advice would you have for women who are thinking about getting started in podcasting, maybe on their own show or maybe as part of a group show? What advice would you give them about getting started in that?
Be yourself. Under no circumstances allow anybody else to dictate what you're going to do. I am very, very specific about the way my stuff works. And I've resisted quite strongly. I have been offered, would you like to go and co-podcast with somebody? Would you like to do this? I'm not comfortable unless it's just me in the room at the moment. And I think maybe if I podcast for another year, that might change. But my mentality has remained the same. And if anybody, and I have been asked on a couple of occasions, you know, how would you start? I don't think you should worry about the technology side of things. There are enough people in the community who will rally around and help you with that. There are lots of people that you can speak to. There are places you can go. All you need is a microphone and a headset. That's all it is. That's the great thing about this entire ethos. If you want to just talk, you can just talk. But it is really, really important that you're doing it for yourself first. I think that's the overriding thing. If I can't sit down on any given Wednesday and come up with something that's worth listening to that I think is worthwhile, I won't do it. And that is something that I'm going to maintain for as long as I possibly can. It must be what you want to do, because once your words are out there, it's like pressing send when you write a blog post. If you're not confident with what's sitting there in front of you, you shouldn't do it. If you want to sort of feel more confident about it, if you want to talk to somebody, go ahead and do it. Talk to as many people as you can. But at the end of the day, when you press send or you press record or you upload your audio, it's got to be something that you're proud of and it's got to be something that you feel happy about. So be yourself. Be what you are. Listen to advice. Sure, of course you can take advice, and I take it whenever I can get it from anybody. But at the end of the day, you've got to be able to temper that with a little voice inside you that says, yes, this is what you're doing, that you want to do. This is right. This is what you should be doing. So listen to yourself. And it's very difficult, I know, sometimes if you don't have the confidence to do that. And I know I may sound supremely confident, but there are some days when I'm really not. And I think you just have to find a place where everything balances for you and a place where you're happy. And if you can do that, then amazing things can happen. They really can. You don't have to have formal training. You really don't. You don't have to have the best equipment in the world. I've heard some absolutely brilliant work from just somebody with microphone and headset combined. You don't even need a special posh microphone. You really don't. If you've got the passion and the words matter, that's all it is. It really is. So don't let, oh, I can't do this because I haven't got this and I haven't got, don't let that stop you. If you really want to do it, go ahead and do it. One other thing, find a friend. Yes. Whoever it might be, whether it's just your best mate who doesn't know anything about what you're talking about, or whether it's somebody on an online forum, whatever it is, find somebody who you can trust and occasionally say to them, am I doing all right? And if you keep saying yes, you're golden, not a problem. But if they say no, listen, you'll be fine. That'll be the other thing, because I've been very, very lucky. The community, the Warcraft community, is superb. They are very, very sympathetic and they are very, very supportive. And I've found some brilliant people. I have a guy called Miles who does my script writing for me. Sorry, my script editing for me. I write, he edits for me. So he kind of looks over what I'm doing for the short form stuff. I have a brilliant friend called Julia who is kind of a sounding board for what I'm talking about and whether it's right or wrong. Just find the right people, but be yourself, definitely.
I think most people, they start with podcasting and they're not super confident, but they grow and you can hear it as they go. It's kind of neat watching that happen.
There is a lovely metamorphosis that happens with people, I think. And it's just the fact that you just find it. It's just finding your space. So I've been very lucky with finding my space. So.
All right. With that, we're going to wrap this up a little bit. First, if you'd like to tell people where they can find you on the internet.
The best place to find me is on Twitter. Social media is great. We love social media. So, at Alternative Chat, that's capital A, capital C, is where you'll find me on any given day. My website is www.alternative-blog.net. It's pretty much Warcraft bias for, you know, all those people who don't play Warcraft, but it's quite interesting, and I write it. So there.
There you go. Okay, so with that, we're going to close out the show here. Thank you again for taking time out to do this with me.
Thank you very much for asking me.
And you've been listening to the Podcaster News Show. You can find the episode on podcasternews.com, and we are also on Twitter, and that's at Podcasting News, all one word together. So that's where you find us. And that will be the end of this episode, and I'll be back for future episodes later on.